In this country, one of the biggest shoe firms is trying to bring eco-friendly fashion to a foot near you. Payless rolled out its first line of green footwear this week, and NPR's Esma Khalid has this report.
That looks great on your feet. And we have the BOGO, buy one second half off.
Is there another 9.5 in the
Let's
pink?
Let's see. Let me see.
That's
to
the one I tried on.
At a Payless store in Washington, D.C., a saleswoman is coaxing Robin Seals into buying a pair of ballet flats.
Well, I like the pink ones better, though, I think.
But
this
I like
one
the charcoal
fits better.
But you want the comfort, you want the good look and the charcoal, and you know the brown goes. The comfort, baby.
The flats don't look different than the other shoes in the store, but they are. These pink shoes are actually green, meaning they're made of organic cotton, recycled rubber, and natural dyes. They're part of the company's new line of eco-friendly shoes.
The look is definitely cute, and I love this color, and it's very comfortable.
Seals doesn't have an environmental agenda. She didn't even know these shoes were eco-friendly until she was told.
For some reason, I have in my mind that dyes and certain color dyes and things like that are less environmentally friendly in terms of, like, when I see the muted colors, that to me says that it might be along those lines.
In a way, Payless is trying to do what it's always done, making money by taking expensive shoe fashions and making cheaper versions of them. And until now, eco-friendly shoes have been quite pricey. Here's Matt Rubel. He's CEO of Payless's parent company, Collective Brands.
We're not the first person to think of doing eco-friendly fashion or footwear, but we are the first people to democratize it and to make sure that it's really not something that's also frumpy or just done in kind of a granola-like manner.
But part of the reason Payless can afford to sell its shoes so cheaply is because the shoes are mass-manufactured in China. That makes Anna Griffin wary. She's editor-in-chief of a green fashion magazine.
Where are the shoes being made, firstly, and by whom? And under what conditions? I think, you know, at certain points, you could absolutely go in and break that down, and you could come up with an answer that's like, well, actually, yes, it's eco-friendly products, but actually, is it a fully sustainable shoe line? Possibly not.
And here's another concern. Avital Binstock of the Sierra Club says the company's plan to roll out new eco-friendly styles every season defeats some of the purpose.
The greenest fashion is just wearing out what you have. And not having that mentality that you always have to buy new things, that you always have to throw away things at the first sign of wear.
So that's great news. That's great news.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, sweetie.
Bye.
In the end, Robin Seals buys the ballet flats, though primarily for the style. But she adds,
If virtually the same shoe, I would definitely go with the green shoe.
That's the kind of thinking that gives environmentalists hope. They figure most people won't actively change their buying choices to benefit the environment. But when offered two equal choices, they'll opt for the greener one. They also know Payless is the largest family footwear retailer in the country. It has more than 4,000 stores across North America. So if its eco shoe line takes off, that alone could leave a large footprint on the industry. Asma Khalid, NPR News.